Just trying to stay cool, aren't we, as much as we possibly can. It's been fairly uncomfortable. I guess you heard the city of College Station had a water line break on top of that, everything else yesterday.
I did hear about that. That was nice for the kids in the area.
Yeah, you know, that's right. That's probably true. It's a kind of quiet time in the city of Bryan right now, which is probably a good thing. But the other things that are going all the time is the changing face of Bryan, the development of Bryan. And, you know, we were just discussing arts. Going to be going off council in November, but you know, we've got Texas Reds coming up right around the corner, and just development in downtown Bryan. Kind of like to get your thoughts about where it is and really where it's headed in the short term too.
Okay, Scott, well, as you know, downtown Bryan North has, you know, the infrastructure's been laid for several years. We've made several tries in some way to develop that. Here lately, just in the past few months, we've had some exciting things, which right now I'm not able to share anything.
Oh, shoot! I was hoping you were going to do that, but anyway.
But it is something that we think will move downtown Bryan North forward, which. You know, I don't know how long we've had those streets and infrastructure there, but it's been several years.
Well, it is. It looks good. You know, you got the light poles down there. You got the median that goes all the way down now to the end, and there's going to be development there at the end fairly soon. And actually, the area's been cleaned up. I mean, yeah. A lot of things have been scraped, but also just the whole neighborhood is a whole lot nicer when it comes to that. I guess, and again, that brings up the former Gundler site and the development that's gone on out there, and those are the kind of industrial tax-based things that we really need here in Bryan.
Absolutely, and as you know, the Gundler site has been purchased.
Right.
So we do have another firm going in there. It's a local firm, but we really think that area of town, with the help of the RVP, they've been very instrumental in attracting almost a world market for that. We are, as you know, we're connected with the Port of Houston.
Yes, you're right. Exactly. Yeah.
Whatever that's called.
It's a fascinating thing because, you know, they're trying to make Houston a more deep water port so the more ships can come in, and that's going to be part of really all of Texas' economy, that it's going to grow. I guess I want to know if there's anything. You're about to finish two terms. Is there anything else that's kind of on your checklist that you want to see guided on the way or get on the tracks, even maybe to continue after you're off council, or anything that's really important to you that you don't see we're getting developed yet?
Well, there is, and I haven't announced this, but it is something that I'm doing personally behind the scenes, kind of, because I've always felt like a lot of the city leaders, you know, after they've been successful here and after they've given so much to the city, they seem to take a step backwards, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but they're not active mm-hmm. in the local government. And I've visited with several of them over the last few months, and the reason was that I wanted to encourage them to be more vocal about what we're doing. Is it good or is it bad, or is it, you know, is it okay? And it's surprising how many have been very receptive to that, because we've come a long way in just the time I've been involved, which is, I think I got involved in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
And Bryan's made some giant strides.
Oh, yeah.
It's not necessarily the government that did it. It's the citizens. And I think downtown Bryan's an excellent example of that. It wasn't the city of Bryan that made downtown thrive like it is now. It's the merchants mm-hmm. that worked hard and worked together and made things happen down there.
We need to come up with a fancy name for that, the Council of Seniors or something like that. What do you think? Of course, that sounds that, but it's kind of fancy. Yeah. I know that Mary Lynn gave you probably a list of things that you're supposed to come over here and talk about, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
She does that.
How long's the show? An hour and a half?
Yeah, we got a little time. Yeah.
No, we do have some. We do have some exciting things, especially for the kids, because it is near the back to school time, and one of them is the back to school party at the Mounts Library. This is going to be on Sunday, August 23rd, and it's 2:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon, and we'd just like to invite everyone to join us for our last summer children's event. The Chipotle restaurant will provide the food for the event.
Hey, hey.
And we have book giveaways, crafts, games, and stories in several languages.
Okay.
For the whole family. And the other thing, also a back-to-school event, is the back-to-school splash at the Bryan Aquatic Center. We'd like to invite everyone to come and join us for a back-to-school splash party at the center, and we'll be showing a Bug's Life. I haven't seen that movie myself.
But, nor have I.
I'm sure it's very entertaining, and we'll have other fun offerings as well, including raffle and back-to-school a prize for back-to-school. Come splash with us one more time before school begins.
She wrote the script for you and everything. Yeah, can't beat that. Art Hughes here this morning. Art, thanks for the time, as always.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. It's 8:31.